Hey, it's Nick Harcourt at 88.5 KCSN, and happy to say that we're in the Village Studios right now with Franz Ferdinand. First of all, welcome and thank you for coming and playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
And this is a little bit of a different thing. We're actually recording this a little bit before we're going to play it. We're actually going to drop this on the day the record comes out.
Cool.
Which I think is good timing, yeah. August 27th, right? And we're going to talk about the album, obviously other things in between, but we also want to welcome a couple of KCSN listeners who got tickets to come and see this as well, so... Welcome, guys.
Hi, everyone.
So why don't you kick in? We'll hear a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and catch up.
Cool. All right. Okay. Well, we're going to start off with the first song on the record. This is a song called Right Action. One, two, three, and...
Come home, practically all is nearly forgiven. Thoughts, right words, right action. And almost everything could be forgotten. Right thoughts, right words, right action. But how can we leave you to a Saturday?
Fresh strawberries.
We are fresh strawberries, fresh best of fresh strawberries, right turning riper in the bowl. My work, so where's my pay to buy? Well, I don't need.
fresh strawberries, fresh pasture, fresh strawberries, ripe, turning riper.
This next song is a song called Stand on the Horizon, which I don't think we've ever played acoustically like this before, have we?
So let's see what happens.
World premiere.
Sings, please come to me, baby. The North Sea singing, won't you come to me? The North Sea sings, come to me, baby. The North Sea sings, come to me.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt with you, and Alex Kapranos, Nick McCarthy, Bob Hardy, and Paul Thompson. They're still Franz Ferdinand. It's great to see you guys. I was trying to remember, first time I met you, it's got to be 10, 12 years ago, something like
it
that?
It was 9 years ago. It was 2004.
Okay.
I think we did our first ever radio session.
I think you did,
That's
yeah.
Right,
see,
yeah.
I've lost complete track of time.
It was a while ago, yeah.
But this is now the fourth album.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
So why don't we talk about it? Right thoughts, right words, right action. Now, first of all, it's been 4 or 5 years between albums, but you didn't stop. You've been kind of busy. So what was going on apart from you becoming an independent band again?
Oh, yeah. I guess we all kind of did a couple of things on our own after we finished touring the last record. Nick, you scored The Tempest, didn't you?
Scored it.
Yep. you made a record with Correcto, Paul.
Yeah, it's not a recorded, but it never came out. still looking for a label.
If anyone's listening,
yeah.
It's a world beater.
Yeah. I did a bit of production, and we toured around a bit as well.
Sure.
About 2 years ago, we sort of got together again and started working on the songs that ended up making up this record.
Now, you obviously had a lot of success on the first couple of albums in particular, which takes a band from Glasgow around the world, obviously. And when that stops for a while, did you collectively need to just sort of grab your breath and just sort of sit back a while and do some other things? Because it's quite a whirlwind to have that kind of experience.
Yeah, it's an incredible experience, and what an intense, wonderful thing to be able to do. But if you're going to keep creating and keep writing, you need to have a bit of real life to draw upon as well. And when you're touring, you exist in this strange, artificial world that is kind of devoid of real human interaction and experience. And if you're going to write songs that actually mean anything to anybody else, then you have to be drawing on those kind of experiences which we all recognize.
Well, can you tell us about the songs on this record and how you came to them? Obviously, you're 9, 10 years older.
Sure.
And had a little bit more life experience as well. And you know, the things that you say, Alex, will come back to haunt you throughout your life, obviously. But first time I met you, you said, we make songs for girls to dance to. I'm presuming you still want them to dance.
Yeah.
But there does, I don't want to say you're sedate or anything, but with the acoustic session that you're doing today, I can actually hear the songs a little bit better. So maybe you can talk about the process of these songs and how you came to record them as well. Because you had a few collaborators involved as well.
Sure, there were a few collaborators. But when we started working on this record, we wanted to make sure that there were songs at the heart of it. And even though we do kind of see ourselves as a dance band, and the way we play live with the full band is kind of really driven by the beat and that sort of energy, particularly making this record, we wanted to start off with songs, like proper solid songs, and almost write a songbook before we even thought about going into the studio and performing it. Kind of similar to what Beck did recently with his songbook, you know, so like these songs exist and you don't really know what the arrangement is. You can play them in all sorts of different ways, but there has to be a solid song with an idea behind it, a good melody and a good tune. And actually, I'm really enjoying this way of performing here today, because it does get to show the songs in their, you know, very raw, simplest form. And for a lot of the songs, that's how they started off. Like when we were playing the song Fresh Strawberries, the second one we played in the first set there, that's how it started off. Nick and I were sitting in the park outside his flat in London, and just with, was it two acoustic guitars, one acoustic guitar?
And a piano and an organ.
In the park. So I was listening to that song, and obviously, again, you know, talking about the different ways you play the songs, they can sound differently.
Sure.
I was thinking as I was listening to that song, this sounds like something that could have come out of Laurel Canyon in the 70s or something like that.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of that music that is influencing bands today. And I'm wondering what you guys might have taken on as more recent influences in the last couple of years that perhaps affected the songwriting and made this record a little bit different from what you might have done in the past?
Sure. I guess with Strawberries, we did try and do something that we've maybe not done before, especially with the harmony parts and the type of melody that's in that song. I guess it's a little different for us. The things that influence you, you have little fragments of things that you come across and you experience. Like there's a song on the record called Brief Encounters, which has... I was going to say a cumbia feel to it, but it's our interpretation of cumbia. Cumbia is this amazing music you get in Latin America that originated in Colombia. And we were touring over that way and heard quite a lot of it down there and really wanted to sort of bring some of those rhythms into what we were doing. So, yeah, the influences come from everywhere.
So tell us about some of the people you did work with and how collaborations, producers can affect the finished result.
Sure. I mean, you know what it's like when you go into a room, if you sort of meet up with some friends in a bar, or you go out for a night with friends, different people in the social group affect the mood and affect your evening out and the way people interact with each other. And that's what it's like when you bring a collaborator into the studio. If it's somebody great, then you end up doing something that you wouldn't have done on your own. And I guess when we were looking for collaborators, we were driven by the kind of music that they make, and the guys we were drawn to make very human music. And also we wanted to work with people that we'd like hanging out with. So we met up with Alexis and Joe from Hot Chip, who I guess we've played with over the years and we've always known and had kind of been talking about doing something with for years. And they'd just finished recording their last record and were about to go on tour and had a couple of weeks. And so Nick and I, we met up with them in a pub in North London and said, "What are you guys up to?" And said, "Oh, got a bit of time. Should we do something?" "Yeah. When do you want to do it?" "Tomorrow. You doing anything tomorrow?" So we got together the next day. And I guess all the collaborations were kind of like that. You know, Roxanne Clifford from Veronica Falls came in and sang a harmony on Fresh Strawberries. And again, she was just round the corner at the time, asked her in. Bjorn Itling from Peter Bjorn and John, we went over to his studio in Stockholm. And spent a little time there, worked on a couple of songs. And also Todd Terrier, the Norwegian remixer and DJ, he came over to London and hung out with us a bit as well.
So what do you think at the end of the day, as you look at the 10 songs on this record and perhaps compare it to the first record all these years later, 9-10 years later, sure. What's the difference? Obviously, musically a little bit, but the DNA of the band is still there. Tell us a little bit about this collection of songs and how they've evolved from the early work.
Sure. I think you hit on something really good there, because it is a DNA, like literally the DNA, because it's the four people, the four individuals that make up the band and the sound and the personality of this band. And we're the same four people playing together. And there's just something that happens when the four of us get in a room together. It sounds like Franz Ferdinand, and even when we're playing like this with acoustic guitars, if it was us in here with a tambourine, a pump organ, and a, I don't know, like a set of maracas, it would still sound like Franz Ferdinand. But writing these songs, it felt very similar to the way we started off. You know, we just like hanging out with each other and sharing our ideas. And so a song might come from a conversation that Bob and I might be having, or it might be when I pop round to Nick's flat, or the four of us are sitting together and working on things. And yeah, it just comes from hanging out with each other.
Tell us a little bit about now being independent artists again. Obviously, you started off that way,
yeah,
and then you had a major record label involved, but now you're back to just you and Domino. Music business has clearly changed a lot in the last decade. Nobody really buys records anymore. I would imagine the touring thing is even more important than it ever was.
It does seem to be that way for a lot of bands these days, because nobody buys records. If you're going to pay your rent and buy your beans on toast, you've got to go on tour. For us, it's, you know, it's strange, like talking about the independent thing, because we've always felt like an independent band, even though in the States we were going through Epic before, because our primary relationship was with Domino in the UK, and it always has been with Domino.
But obviously, when you're in the States and you get licensed through a major, yeah, then tour support, promotion, yeah, kicks in,
yeah,
which is something that perhaps you don't get as a UK indie only.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I'm not sure.
I don't want to worry you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been good. It feels good. You know, like the fans that we have seem just as excited as they ever were, and It's interesting as well, like seeing how Domino's changed as a label as well over the 10 years since we first met them in the States. There were just three guys in a wee office in Brooklyn when we first met them, and it's a little bigger now. But a really cool label, and very, very happy to be with those guys.
Well, we're really digging hearing you play the music this way, and it really does give an insight into perhaps how the songs were written, like you said, sitting in a park with a couple of guitars. You're going to play a few more songs for us. We're actually playing this back on the day the album is released. So the album, as we're listening to this now, is out today.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And we're going to hear a couple more songs from Franz Ferdinand, and then we'll wrap it up. It's Nick Harcourt at 88.5 KCSN, Franz Ferdinand live from the Village Studios in West Los Angeles.
Okay. We're now going to play a song called Bullet. I'm just going to turn up the drums a little bit. There we go. Okay, guys.
Olé.
Okay.
This last song is called Goodbye, Lovers and Friends. One, two, three, and... Whoa! Don't play pop music. You know I hate pop music. Just sing Amazing Godless Grace. No, don't wear bright colors. No, you know I hate bright colors. I never liked you for the way you dress. Anyway, goodbye, lovers and friends. It's so sad to leave you. When they lie and say, this is not the end, you can laugh as if we are still together. You can laugh about it all. Anyway, hope you didn't bring flowers. Hope you didn't write a poem. Hope you remember every fight. Hope it could be noxious or occasionally cruel, but only to the ones I love. So sad to leave you. When they lie and sing, this is not the end, you can laugh as if we are still together. You can laugh about it all. Don't get inventory, don't pick your memory, don't give me virtues that I never had. Don't get sick of from a living, yeah, that's the only thing I ask. So don't play pop music, no, you know I hate pop music. Just sing Amazing Godless Grace. Goodbye, lovers and friends. It's so sad to leave you. When they lie and say, this is not the end, you can laugh as if we are still together, but this really is the end.
That's fantastic stuff. Franz Ferdinand in studio here at the Village Studios and for 88.5 KCSN. Thank you guys for coming and doing this for us.
Pleasure. Thanks, Nick. Cheers.
Really appreciate it. Also want to thank our engineer, Eric Lillestrand, and everybody here at the Village. Want to thank Karen Glauber and also Chloe Walsh for helping us out. And our studio audience. I think this is a first for KCSN. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Album cheers, is out now, right?
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.